D&D Spontaneous Theater proudly presents our classical rendition of An Unusual Tattoo, starring the voice talents of Drew Domkus as the tattoo artist and Don Maselli as the customer. Tonight's presentation is brought to you by the soon-to-be bestseller My Cherry Pop by Don Maselli and generous grants from listeners like you. Hello, can I help you?
Hi, I have a couple questions. I wanted to get a tattoo.
Well, you come to the right place. You have something in mind?
I do. I have an idea in my mind. I just wanted to get some feedback, and it's kind of an unusual tattoo. So I was just kind of curious as to how it could work.
Not a problem. That's a pretty typical request. You know, some people usually just have, you know, basic ideas. We kind of draw it out. You kind of look at it. You know, we go back and forth a little bit. No problem with that.
Okay, so if I gave you like an idea, you could draw it out for me.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's half my job.
Okay, so could you start like maybe sketching an idea of like, I was thinking like a starfish.
A starfish?
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's cute. Sure.
So can you just start?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, like, there's different kinds of starfish.
Right.
You know, there's like, you know, your regular little, like, kind of little chocolate chip kind. There's the kind with the, like, really long, skinny arms. You know, with the, there's the typical looking five-fingered starfish. You know, there's all different kinds. So, you know, you're talking about maybe something like this?
That's okay. But can you make it a little bit bigger?
Bigger? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, let me see. Okay. How much bigger? I mean, where exactly are you talking about, you know, wanting this on your body? Because that actually plays a big part, you know, because the skin is different all over the body. Is it going to wrap around, like, your arm or, like, is it going to go, like, on your shoulder?
Actually, I think it, where I was really thinking about getting this tattoo was around my anus.
What was that? Your what? Your anus?
Yes. Can we please? Yes. Yeah. My anus. I wanted a starfish tattoo around my butthole.
Now, what exactly do you mean around it?
Well, I had like this vision. It's, you know, just, it's a beautiful starfish, and in the middle of the starfish is my butthole. It, and like the tentacles are coming out of my butt crack. And kind of circling all over my butt cheeks.
You said starfish, not octopus, right?
No.
Starfish does not have tentacles.
Oh.
They have legs. And
okay.
The legs have little feet, but okay. They don't have tentacles.
You know what? An octopus, there's like a beak involved with the octopus. And I really want the middle of the starfish to be my butthole so that it looks authentic.
Authentic.
Yes.
To who?
To myself, obviously. I mean, to others.
Okay. I don't really have a problem doing a starfish tattoo around your chocolate starfish. Is that what you like to call it? I bet you like
actually,
to call
no,
it that,
I,
don't you?
Don't no, you, I don't you. Like that. Can we please take this very seriously, because this is a very serious subject. I'm talking about getting an anal starfish, and I believe that it has a level of professionalism I'm expecting
all right,
of you.
You're right. I apologize.
I mean, if you can't do it, I understand.
I can do it. And I apologize. You just kind of got to, like, put yourself in my shoes for a second here. I typically do Tasmanian devils, roses, and the occasional butterfly. Now, you're coming into my shop and asking me to get very intimate with you.
I'm assuming that there's probably an inconvenience charge involved. And I was just kind of curious what that might entail for your inconvenience.
Well, I think the inconvenience charge is going to depend on the overall size and how long it actually takes to...
I want it to be very big.
Very big.
Yes.
Okay.
How
detailed are we talking?
Extremely detailed. I want it to look as if perhaps I sat on a starfish and it adhered to my bottom, and now that's permanently part of my body.
Okay. I think,
I would like it in color, too.
Color? Well,
Full color.
Obviously. The more detailed you want, obviously you're going to want some color in there. Now, okay, so when are you thinking about actually getting this done? I mean, are you talking right now, or you want to schedule some time in the next couple of weeks? Because I think for a tattoo of this nature, we're really going to have to involve, like, your current diet, hygiene. There's a few factors in play here, because I'm going to be staring at your asshole for quite a few hours here, and I don't want you, you're not on that alley drug, are you, where you're trying to lose any weight or anything? I've heard some very horrible stories about that thing with seepage and gassy, oily stains, and, you know, I'm really not interested in anything like that.
Yeah, I'm not currently on that.
Uh-huh.
I had some treatment symptoms, so I went off for a little bit, but...
Wait, how long ago?
An hour. So... But listen, I really want to do this. So I would like to do it right away, please.
Right now, today.
Yes.
I'll have to check my schedule here. Let me just see. I don't know if we can do it all in one session. I think we might have to, like, do the outline.
I could probably
do the outline today.
That's the thing. I'm in a hurry.
In a hurry?
Yes. I need to have this done right away.
And why is that? Because part of this tattoo procedure and process is, you know, I need to make sure that you're in the right state of mind.
I need the anal starfish tattoo, and I need it right now. Right now. And I think you should just take my money and just do this.
Well, all right. No need to be brash about it. But, all right, well, let me take you in the back, and we'll get you situated. And I'm going to have a serious little talk here with my business partners here and make sure that they're all aware of what's going on. We're going to have to get a little private booth. And most of our procedures are done right here, you know, in front of the window here so that the customers can walk along the street. And
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I feel that I'll be showing this off a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Can I ask a few personal questions?
No. No, actually. Did you need me to shave, or did you want to do that for me?
You haven't prepared for this yet.
No. How am I supposed to?
Well, I would...
I think you should just do it.
I think the inconvenience charge is going to have to go up a little bit higher if I have to do the shaving.
Okay, that's fine. Let's just continue.
All right. Could you please sit on this piece of glass?
Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed tonight's D&D Spontaneous Theater.